Jeremy Balfour, you're the leader of the Conservative group on the council, and it was really you who caused all this consternation last week, wasn't it?
Well, what we tried to do last week was get the contract terminated so that we could get rid of this contractor and then re-procure to get a fresh contract to get the tram built. That didn't get support from the other groups, and so we took the least bad option and voted with Labour to go to Haymarket, because we felt that would be good for the taxpayer and good to get the tram up and running.
So to go back to your first option, which of course wasn't taken any further and of course will not be on the table tomorrow, what you really want is you really want to sack Bill Finger Berger and the consortium and start again.
That was our view last week. We felt the situation had gone far enough and that something had to be done to stop all this money being spent and no work being done.
Okay, and what do you think will be on the table tomorrow at the special meeting?
Well, I think it's very difficult to say, and it's also very disappointing that I'm speaking to you on Thursday morning. The papers are still not arrived on our desk. We are meeting at lunchtime today as a Conservative group, and we will come to a view at that point. But clearly, we have to see where we are in regard to costings. We have to see what the officials are saying, and then we will take a view at that point.
Jenny Dawe said at the end of the debate last week, immediately, that £161 million would have to be found out of this year's revenue budget. Do you agree with that?
No, we don't accept that. We sort of see that figure as a negotiation figure. We would send off the council officials, council lawyers, to negotiate a figure which we believe could be substantially less than that. We don't also agree that it would have to be paid or upfront immediately. We again would look to negotiate perhaps stage payments and other ways of doing that. So what we asked for was a report back from the Chief Executive so that all of this could be clarified and put together. And we felt last Thursday that was the right way forward.
Okay, so your ideal solution or the ideal outcome after tomorrow's meeting, what would it be for you as the Conservative group leader?
Well, I think for me it's too early to say, because unfortunately, although we're now 24 hours away from a meeting, we do not have the papers yet, and until I know how much it's going to cost to go to St Andrew Square, how much it's going to cost to do other things, I find it impossible to make that decision.
But you are pro-trams?
Yes, we are pro-tram, and we remain to be pro-tram. We want to see the tram built all the way to New Haven. What we are concerned about, and what we've always been concerned about, is yes, we're pro-tram, but we are also very concerned about the financial situation that this tram is costing. And we believe there's been a lack of financial scrutiny by politicians and by officials in regard to this.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jeremy Balfour.
Okay. Thank you.